Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, from Hour 18 is Blue Bullets. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 17 in fifth place with 2,430 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 2,480 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,550 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 2,760 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. In first place with 2,830 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 17. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 185 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 17. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 185 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Now here is question 1 of Hour 19 of Trivia 44. Never trust a baby with a mustache is good advice, but what network has a special Monday known as Mustache Monday Mayhem? What is the network which held Mustache Monday Mayhem? Please be specific. Once again, question 1 of Hour 19 of Trivia 44. Never trust a baby with a mustache is good advice, but one network had a special Monday known as Mustache Monday Mayhem. What is the network which held Mustache Monday Mayhem? Please be specific. Good luck.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheeled and dealed and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent bears. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. good. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a time to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
You are listening to Trivia 44. We are on question one of hour 19. Question one, never trust a baby with a mustache is good advice. But one network had a special Monday known as Mustache Monday Mayhem. What is the network which held Mustache Monday Mayhem? Please be specific. Good luck.
I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job waiting for my graduation. 50,000 a year, I'll buy a lot of beer. Things are going great. They're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Trivia 44, hour 19. We are on question one. Question one, never trust a baby with a mustache is good advice. But one network had a special Monday known as Mustache Monday Mayhem. What is the network which held Mustache Monday Mayhem? And please be specific. Your answer, Disney XD. Again, the answer is Disney XD. Moving on to question two of hour 19. Question two, we don't know if you will find this motel if you check on Expedia.com. But the big screen
Philander Inn was founded in 1961. What is the proprietor of this establishment as it appears on the sign in front of the Philander Inn? Again, that's question two. We don't know if you'll find this motel if you check on Expedia.com, but the big screen Philander Inn was founded in 1961. Who is the proprietor of this establishment as it appears on the sign in front of the Philander Inn? Good luck.
Second stanza. C'è una luna a mezzumare, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te piglia lo culo, zia, isso vai, isso viene, siamo scoppetta maratena. Cinga per la fantasia di scuppettia vecchiuzza mia, la la riola, pesce fritta e baccalà, uè gomba, una scuppetta già giaccata. And now for you nice ladies and gentlemen out there who don't understand the Italian language, I'd like to do two choruses in British. Lazy Mary, you better get up, she answered back, I am not evil. Lazy Mary, you better get up, we need the sheets for the table. Lazy Mary, you smoke in bed, there's only one man you should marry. My advice to you would be, is to pay attention to me. You'd better marry a fireman, he'll come and go, go and come, zembala bomba manadena. Se cinga per la fantasia di bomberia figliuzza mia, la la riola, pesce fritta e baccalà, uè gomba, la bombina c'è giaccata, oh gomba, che me voglio marità, c'ho amma la vagliotta, che me voglio marità, c'ho amma la vagliotta, che me voglio marità, c'ho amma la vagliotta, che me voglio marità, ehi!
You are listening to Trivia 44. We are on hour 19 and question 2. Question 2, we don't know if you will find this motel if you check on Expedia.com, but the big screen Philander Inn was founded in 1961. Who is the proprietor of this establishment as it appears on the sign in front of the Philander Inn? Good luck.
Shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome? Shining through the trees. Don't your arms look lonesome when your baby bags up to leave? That I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. That I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. But something tells me he's not coming back this time. Would like to go to the country, can't take you. We're going out to the country, can't take you. Nothing up there a man like you could do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I holler, ooh, a hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. But I'm all alone, all alone on the shelf, on the shelf.
Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question two of hour 19. Question two, we don't know if you will find this motel if you check on Expedia.com, but the big screen Philander Inn was founded in 1961. Who is the proprietor of this establishment as it appears on the sign in front of the Philander Inn? Your answer, I see nothing. Again, that's the answer of question two, I see nothing. Moving on to the stone clue for group B. Stone clue number five, please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number five, from where you are now. Go past the windmill, the wagon wheels and bells, and the barnyard. Turn right. Go past bees, now turn right again. Go past the pump, the windmill, the clouds, the heart, a red barn, and a pump. Now turn left. Again, that's Stone Group B, clue number five. From where you are now, go past the windmill, the wagon wheels, and bells in the barnyard. Now turn right. Go past bees. Now turn right again. Go past the pump, the windmill, the clouds, the heart, a red barn, and a pump. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, Taking Trivia to a Career Path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, Games and More, your Dart and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point, Hoffman Hobbies Sports, season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here, and Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Let's move on to question.
I've got something
for you.
Okay.
Oh, I have stuff to do. Okay. Pay attention, okay, because I've had my phone shut off, and I will be turning it back on, but I want to cover several things. Question 162, hour 16, question 2. I think that was the one about Let's Talk Hollywood, perhaps? Maybe. I don't know. No, it was about the Munchkin Gargoyle.
Okay.
There was two different scenes in the movie where, or five different scenes in the movie where the newspaper had different titles. One was Munchkin, the other was Munchkin Gargoyle, and it went back and forth. So question 16, number 2, is out. Question hour number 16, question 7, is also out of the contest. That's the one about Let's Talk Hollywood. We said audience, and it was a... It was a radio program, and there was a television program that had the same premise, so that is out of the contest. So question hour 16, question 2, hour 16, question 7 are out of the contest. Hour 17, question number 8, the answer that we took in there was Arnie, not Randy. We took Arnie was the correct answer for that one. Want to thank the people out back this hour for answering the phones, this four-hour set. Portage County Health and Human Services, not only do they help you out when you're having problems, but they help you out when you're having fun. Thank you all for helping us back there. Really appreciate it. Give yourself a hand, and there you go. Running question number one from this morning, running question number one, it has been entered and tabulated and granted to the teams that got it. And what you needed to get out of this were 12 questions, and you had to get 9 of them correct. Question part number one, funky people. Number two, balls, B-A-W-L apostrophe S. Number three was Brio. Number four, Erickson Oil Company. Number five, Lauren and Cherry. Number six was Foodie. Number seven is Huh. Number eight is Doctor Who. Number nine, Pee-wee Herman. Number 10, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Number 11 was Pink Panther. And number 12 is Seals, like, you know, the kind that bark and balance balls on their heads.
Sure.
Or on their noses. Once again, number one was Funky People. Number two, Balls. Number three, Brio. Number four, Erickson Oil Company. Number five, Lauren and Cherry. Number six is Foodie. Number seven is Huh. Number eight is Doctor Who. Number nine, Pee-wee Herman. Number 10, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Number 11 was Pink Panther. And number 12 was Seals. Okay? You feeling good? Ready to go? Ready to go? Ready to go? Kill him there, Kyle?
Ready to go.
All right,
let's
go, man.
All right, so we are on question three of hour 19. Question three, what is the name of the establishment which claims in advertising that it is located on the corner of Happy and Healthy? Again, that's question three of hour 19. What is the name of the establishment which claims in advertising that it is located on the corner of Happy and Healthy? Good luck.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed? Thinking those who once existed must be dead. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know?
All right, players, we are on question three of hour 19. Question three, what is the name of the establishment which claims in advertising that it is located on the corner of Happy and Healthy? Good luck.
Just a wide old Love my wine. Make it mad as chef as ever, doggone time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I drink it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Well, a little bit of wine is never bad. People drink wine to keep the feeling bad. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Even took her off her crutch. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feels so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Well, when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Well, give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Well, when I get it, feel so doggone fine.
We are on question three of hour 19. Question three, what is the name of the establishment which claims in advertising that it is located on the corner of Happy and Healthy? Your answer, Walgreens. Again, the answer for question three, Walgreens. Moving on to question four of hour 19, an Emmy Award winning and Academy Award nominated actress was hired by Lucille Ball to appear multiple times on The Lucy Show. Lucille Ball proclaimed this actress to be the best comedian in the business, bar none. What is the first and last name of this actress? Again, that's question four of hour 19. An Emmy Award winning and Academy Award nominated actress was hired by Lucille Ball to appear multiple times on The Lucy Show. Lucille Ball proclaimed this actress to be the best comedian in the business, bar none. What is the first and last name of this actress? Good luck. Trivia 44. We are on hour 19 and question 4. Question 4. An Emmy Award-winning and Academy Award-nominated actress was hired by Lucille Ball to appear multiple times on The Lucy Show. Lucille Ball proclaimed this actress to be the best comedian in the business, bar none. What is the first and last name of this actress? Phones down in the back. We are on question 4 of hour 19. Question 4. An Emmy Award-winning and Academy Award-nominated actress was hired by Lucille Ball to appear multiple times on The Lucy Show. Lucille Ball proclaimed this actress to be the best comedian in the business, bar none. What is the first and last name of this actress? Your answer, Ann Southern. Again, the answer for question 4 is Ann Southern.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Moving on to question 5 of hour 19 of Trivia 44. Question 5, what is the first and last name of the athlete who set the record for the swim from Catalina Island to Palos Verdes, California in 13 hours, 47 minutes, and 32 seconds? Again, that's question 5. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the record for the swim from Catalina Island to Palos Verdes, California in 13 hours, 47 minutes, and 32 seconds? Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are on question five of hour 19. Question five, what is the first and last name of the athlete who set the record for the swim from Catalina Island to Palos Verdes, California in 13 hours, 47 minutes, and 32 seconds? Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question five of hour 19. Question five, what is the first and last name of the athlete who set the record for the swim from Catalina Island to Palos Verdes, California in 13 hours, 47 minutes, and 32 seconds? Your answer, Florence Chadwick. Again, the answer for question five, Florence Chadwick. Moving on to question six. It's hard to believe, but in the inner sleeve provided by a record company, a promotional compilation, $2 for my own limo, was touted as being a 2-LP set containing two new releases from some of the biggest names in rock music. You need to send in $2 and the coupon provided, and you would be in the lap of musical luxury. What is the name of the record label? Again, question six. It's hard to believe, but in the inner sleeve provided by a record company, a promotional compilation, $2 for my own limo, was touted as being a 2-LP set containing new releases from some of the biggest names in rock music. You needed to send in $2 and the coupon provided, and you would be in the lap of musical luxury. What is the name of this record label?
The dark side of the love is real. She'll never know just how I feel. But all the shadows fall like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We are on hour 19, question 6. Question 6. It's hard to believe, but in the inner sleeve provided by a record company, a promotional compilation, $2 for my own limo, was touted as being a 2LP set containing new releases from some of the biggest names in rock music. You needed to send in $2 and the coupon provided, and you would be in the lap of musical luxury. What is the name of this record label?
Yes! Here comes Naeem! Naeem Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana, there's a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana.
All right. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. We are on question 6 of hour 19. Question 6. It's hard to believe, but in the inner sleeve provided by a record company, a promotional compilation, $2 for my own limo was touted as being a 2LP set containing new releases from some of the biggest names in rock music. You needed to send in $2 and the coupon provided, and you would be in the lap of musical luxury. What is the name of this record label? Your answer, Warner Brothers. Again, your answer for question 6. Warner Brothers. Moving on to question 7 of our 19. Question 7. A fictional radio station volunteer only drinks hot Dr. Pepper and only eats yak and warthog meat. No, this character is not remotely based on anyone who ever volunteered at 90FM. At least, we think so. What is the first and last name of this volunteer? Again, question 7. A fictional radio station volunteer only drinks hot Dr. Pepper and only eats yak and warthog meat. No, this character is not remotely based on anyone who ever volunteered at 90FM. At least, we think so. What is the first and last name of this volunteer? Good luck.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll walk on down. You will knock that shack on a head town. There's an 8-feet combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking to your seat. A blue light lit all in there. And you'll dig some sights. And the house of blue light. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecued rib, but the treat of the trade. When they serve you all those fine 8-feet, you want to spend the rest of your brights. Then at the house of blue When they serve you all those fine 8-feet, you want to spend the rest of your brights. Then at the house of blue lights.
All right, we are on question 7 of hour 19. Question 7, a fictional radio station volunteer only drinks hot Dr. Pepper and only eats yak and warthog meat. No, this character is not remotely based on anyone who ever volunteered at 90FM. At least, we think so. What is the first and last name of this volunteer?
Caravan around the campfire light. Lovely woman in motion with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark. That hypnotized. Guitar melody from the fire of her face all aglow. How she enchanted me.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 7 of hour 19. Question 7, a fictional radio station volunteer only drinks hot Dr. Pepper and only eats yak and warthog meat. No, this character is not remotely based on anyone who ever volunteered at 90FM. At least, we think so. What is the first and last name of this volunteer? Your answer, Daryl Tarsis. That's T-A-R-S-E-S, Daryl Tarsis. Moving on to question 8. It's an all-wonderful protective coverall that brings fashion to function. For industrial users, it can be used as career apparel for employee use. It's a smock, tunic, apron, jumper, coverall, wraparound, pinafore, wrapper, shift, and kimono. In other words, it's not to be believed. What is the name of this functional item? Again, that's question 8. It's an all-protective coverall that brings fashion to function. For industrial users, it can be used as career apparel for employee use. It's a smock, tunic, apron, jumper, coverall, wraparound, pinafore, wrapper, shift, and kimono. In other words, it's not to be believed. What is the name of this functional item?
To you, my heart cries out for pity, for I find you the love of my life
in somebody else's
eyes. Your eyes are echoing for pity, forgetful of a promise of love.
You're sharing another's charm. With a sad lament, my dreams are faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be.
And now, I know my love was not for you. And so I'll take it back with a sigh.
But hideous one, goodbye.
My dreams are fading like a broken melody.
While the gods of love look down and laugh at what for man and who's the mortal be.
And now, I know my love was not for you. And so I'll take it back with a sigh, the prettiest one.
On question 8 of hour 19. Question 8. It's an all-wonderful protective coverall that brings fashion to function. For industrial users, it can be used as career apparel for employee use. It's a smock, tunic, apron, jumper, coverall, wraparound, pinafore, wrapper, shift, and kimono. In other words, it's not to be believed. What is the name of this functional item? Good luck. right, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 8 of Hour 19 of Trivia 44. Question 8, it's an all-wonderful protective coverall that brings fashion to function. For industrial users, it can be used as career apparel for employee use. It's a smock, tunic, apron, jumper, coverall, wraparound, pinafore, wrapper, shift, and kimono. In other words, it's not to be believed. What is the name of this functional item? Your answer, the what's it. Again, the answer for question 8 is the what's it.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi frozen pizza and cheese fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi.